Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Privatization of Everything, How the Plunder of Public Goods Transformed America and How We Can Fight Back by Donald Cohen examines how essential public systems in the United States have been shifted into private hands and what that shift has meant for daily life. Drawing on widely reported examples across services people rely on, the book argues that privatization is not merely a technical policy choice, but a political project that redirects public money, decision-making, and accountability away from communities and toward corporate interests. Cohen frames privatization broadly, covering contracting out, public-private partnerships, outsourcing, and the market logic applied to public institutions. The narrative highlights how these approaches can change priorities, weaken transparency, and widen inequality, while also making costs harder to see and challenge. Alongside the critique, the book emphasizes strategies for resistance and rebuilding, focusing on organizing, policy reform, and renewed investment in public goods that support shared prosperity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what privatization really means and why it expands. A core theme is that privatization is more than selling off a government asset. It includes contracting out services, outsourcing operations, creating public-private partnerships, and designing rules that make public agencies behave like profit-driven firms. The book traces why these arrangements spread, budget pressures, anti-government ideology, lobbying by vendors, and the promise that competition will automatically deliver efficiency. Cohen emphasizes that the sales pitch often focuses on short-term savings or modern management, while the long-term structure of incentives changes in ways that are easy to overlook. Private providers seek revenue growth and risk transfer, which can lead to fee hikes, reduced service quality, or narrow performance metrics that miss community needs. The topic also clarifies how privatization can become self-reinforcing. Once capacity is moved out of public agencies, governments lose expertise and bargaining power, making them more dependent on outside contractors. That dependency can make it harder to evaluate bids, enforce contracts, or bring services back in-house. Understanding these mechanisms helps readers recognize privatization as a deliberate redesign of governance rather than a neutral managerial upgrade. Secondly, the plunder of public goods and the hidden costs to communities, Cohen highlights how public goods are designed to serve everyone, including people who are not profitable customers. When these goods are treated as revenue streams, the costs do not disappear, they move. The book explores how privatization can create hidden expenses such as contract oversight, legal disputes, costly financing arrangements, and the need to remediate failures after a private operator underperforms. It also describes how privatized systems often introduce user fees, penalties, and paywalls that shift burdens onto households, especially those least able to absorb them. Another dimension is accountability. Public agencies are subject to transparency rules, democratic oversight, and open records in many contexts, while private firms can claim confidentiality and proprietary processes. That opacity can make it difficult for residents to know why services degrade, why prices rise, or who is responsible. The topic connects these outcomes to inequality. When public services weaken or become more expensive, wealthier people can buy alternatives, while everyone else faces reduced mobility, safety, health, or opportunity. The result is a society that pays more overall while receiving less reliable and less equitable outcomes. Thirdly, how privatization reshapes democracy and public accountability. Beyond service delivery, the book argues that privatization changes how decisions get made and who gets to influence them. When governments rely on private contractors, policy choices can be embedded inside contracts, procurement processes, and complex financing deals that are hard for the public to scrutinize. Cohen emphasizes that this can weaken democratic control because residents are pushed into the role of consumers rather than co-owners of shared institutions. Complaints become customer service issues instead of public debates about priorities, rights, and fairness. The topic also examines the political ecosystem that supports privatization, including the role of consulting firms, industry associations, and campaign finance. If a vendor profits from a system, it has incentives to lobby for expansion, renewals, and favorable rules, which can further distance decisions from community input. Another key point is enforcement. Even well-written contracts require active monitoring and the willingness to penalize non-compliance. Yet public agencies may lack staff and expertise after years of outsourcing. This topic helps readers see that privatization is often a governance shift that can dilute transparency, limit public participation, and reduce the ability to correct course when systems fail. Fourthly, sector-by-sector impacts on everyday life. The book connects abstract policy to tangible experiences by examining how privatization shows up in the places people feel it most. Across major sectors, the pattern is familiar: promises of savings, followed by operational shortcuts, price increases, or deteriorating access. In infrastructure and transportation, long-term deals can prioritize toll revenue or investor returns over affordability and maintenance. In education, market-style reforms and outsourcing can alter staffing, reduce local control, and change what success is measured by. In public services such as water, sanitation, or social supports, privatization can introduce complex billing, aggressive collection practices, or uneven service quality that harms vulnerable residents. Cohen also points to public safety and emergency services, where the stakes of understaffing or misaligned incentives can be life-changing. Importantly, the sector discussions illustrate that privatization is not just a story of individual bad contracts. It is a repeated model that transfers public funds to private actors while limiting the tools communities have to demand improvements. By mapping impacts across multiple domains, readers can recognize shared warning signs, ask better questions in local debates, and connect their own experiences to a broader national pattern. Lastly, how to fight back and rebuild strong public institutions, Cohen does not treat privatization as inevitable. A major topic is how communities can respond through organizing, policy design, and rebuilding public capacity. The book emphasizes that resistance begins with clarity about goals. Public goods should be accessible, reliable, and governed democratically. From there, practical steps include demanding transparency in procurement, strengthening oversight, and using performance measures that reflect equity and long-term value rather than short-term savings. Another strategy is reinvestment in public agencies so they can plan, manage, and deliver services without being forced into dependency on consultants and contractors. The topic also highlights coalition building among workers, residents, and local leaders. Public sector workers often understand operational realities, while residents bring lived experience of service failures. Together, they can challenge narratives that frame public institutions as inherently inefficient. Cohen also points toward policy tools that can reduce privatization pressure, such as fair funding models, limits on risky financing structures, and rules that prioritize public interest in contracting decisions. The overall message is that rebuilding is both technical and political, requiring sustained civic engagement and a renewed commitment to shared prosperity. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand why everyday services feel more expensive, less reliable, and harder to influence, including community advocates, public sector workers, students of public policy, journalists, and local elected officials. It benefits the reader by offering a framework for seeing privatization as a system of incentives and power, not just a series of isolated contracts. That perspective can change how you evaluate claims about efficiency, recognize the real costs that are shifted onto households, and ask sharper questions in local debates about schools, transportation, utilities, and social services. The book is also valuable for readers seeking practical avenues for action. It connects critique with an argument for rebuilding public capacity, strengthening transparency, and organizing coalitions that can defend public goods. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on one sector or treat privatization as purely economic, Cohen presents a broad, civic-minded view that ties service quality to democracy and accountability. The result is a compelling case for why public goods matter and why fighting for them can improve fairness, stability, and opportunity in daily life. For buyers, the payoff is a clearer understanding of how policy choices shape lived experience and what can be done to change course. If you would like to support Donald Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.